Some baby news now this morning. Chris Evans has just become a dad again at the age of 52, with his wife Natasha giving birth to twins this week. And that's not all. The 69-year-old Richard Gere, you'll remember him from, what was it, Pretty Woman? What was that other one he did? I never watched Officer and a Gentleman. He did that one. Gigolo, that one as well. He's going to be a dad again as well, but at almost 70, can you really handle your fair share of sleepless nights and tiny tantrums? How old is too old to be a dad, or is that question in itself unfair? Earlier I spoke to commentator Fionnuala Meredith and the former MP Lembit Opic, who became a dad again for the first time. Not again, he became a dad for the first time at 52 to daughter Angelina, who you'll hear in this recording. I asked Lembit if he was worried that he was too old to be a father.
I didn't think I was too old, but I was heading that way. My feeling was, not so much at this stage, but when the child's growing up, you need to have the energy and the ability to look after the child rather than just depending on mum to do it all. So I didn't feel I was too old, but, you know, it's different for different people. As long as you've got the maturity to make the investment, as long as you're not going to be selfish, and as long as you don't expect the child to be your carer when you're older, then it's all right. And I don't think Richard Gere's exactly short of a bob or two, so he'll be able to make even more investment.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say maturity, Lembit, because I get what you're saying with that, but you mentioned the physical aspect of it earlier, and for many people, they'll not have the money that Richard Gere has, so it will be an issue when they get older to physically look after their kids if they are, as he is, hitting on 70.
Yeah, bear in mind that his partner's a lot younger than that, so the child's not going to be bereft of parental involvement. But you know what, there's a bigger question here. Is it better to have a child at that age? Sorry, the background noise is my child throwing her toys around at the moment. and little Angelina's clearly wanting to get involved in the conversation. But it's not just about the investment of money that you can make, as you say, but the investment of time. And as long as you recognise the benefits of making those mature decisions and ensuring the child is looked after, even if you may not be around to do it, to be blunt, yourself, then I don't think that it's selfish. And it's a philosophical question. Is it better for the child to exist in the first place, even with older parents, than not to exist at all? And it's almost a theological question. But for me, I don't regret for a second being an older dad.
Okay.
I maybe wasn't even mature enough when I was younger to do this.
Fionnuala Meredith?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, parenting is a bit of a struggle at any age. At whatever age you become a parent, you always just feel like you're stumbling along, trying to make sense of it and doing the best you can. So I don't want to sit in judgment on Richard Gere or whoever else if they choose to have children later in life. But I had my children pretty young. I mean, unusually so by today's standards. I was 20 when I had my son, and then I was 23 when I had my daughter, and I'm in my 40s now. And honestly, I think I can't imagine having young children at the age I'm at now, because I just don't think I would have the same energy I did when I was very young.
Did you decide to have your kids early? Was that on purpose?
No.
Okay.
Well, not.
I realise now, after asking you that question and you answering that, was quite a personal question to ask you, but
no,
you were very honest.
I'm open about it. Certainly the first one was a surprise, the second one less so. But I don't regret it at all, first of all, because I have two wonderful grown-up children, but also because I did feel that I had the energy at that age. You know, at that age, you're singing with energy and you can do all sorts of stuff. And, you know, I was studying at the same time. And I look back now and I think, my God, I could never do that now. So I do think there's advantages to being young. Of course, there's advantages to older parents as well. You bring a lot more experience to it.
There are some that will say, Fionnuala, it's maybe a little bit selfish if you do decide to have children when you're that bit older, for a variety of reasons, but mainly because it's quite likely you won't be around for as long as you would have been if you had them when you were younger.
Well, I suppose there's something in that, but I think as long as you're prepared to invest the emotional energy, as Lembit was saying, it's not really about time or who's going to pay for the care home. It's about investing the emotional energy in your child's life while you know, while they need it.
But that's all well and good, because you're saying what you can offer, what you can invest. But what about that child? That child doesn't have the option, and it'll grow up. And so, for example, with Richard Gere, and I know it's slightly different because he is probably worth millions, and you know, there's lots of support that could be put around that child. But if you're born and your parent is, let's say, 70, as he almost is, you know, you're not going to have that parent in your life whenever you, for example, have kids of your own. So you're making that decision for that child before they're even born.
But I mean, if you think about it, you know, all acts of childbirth are in a way an act of selfishness. The decision to become a parent is a selfish act. No child asks to be born. And I get what you're saying. Yeah, Richard Gere's definitely getting on a good bit. And, you know, it is likely that he won't be in his child's life for as long as perhaps a younger parent would be. But there's no guarantees for any of us. You know, so I just, from my experience, being a young parent was a good thing. And we were both young, me and my husband were both young. I mean, he's only a couple of years older than me. But, you know, I'm not sure about sitting in judgment on these older parents.
I guess it would be very unfair, Lembit, to say to people, like, you really should take into consideration your age. If you want to become a parent for the first time or the second or whatever that might be, and you happen to be older, then is it really anyone's place to try and stop you doing that?
And a few rec, and no one should stop you from doing it, but you might give advice if some are clearly unsuited to doing it. I actually take the view that I was too selfish to have a child when I was younger, and I'm less selfish now. Little Angelina here, she's just over 1 year old. She's the primary priority in my life now. So I recognise that I'm not the centre of my own world, and I recognise that much better at 53 than I would have done at 23 or 33.
But I'm not sure a lot of people are, you know, that's a conscious thing when they're that age. They might think they're a bit self-centred, but they don't think that they are, you know, unable to have a kid. And surely part of the becoming a father or a mother process is it changes who you are. You adapt, you learn how to cope, and you learn to realise you're not the centre of the world.
It does, and I might have been a better person in my 30s if I'd had a child at the time. In actual fact, I lost a child with a former partner who publicised it at the time. So I wasn't against having a child in my 40s. It just didn't turn out that way. As far as little Angelina's concerned, there are two things in her favour. Number one, I am absolutely clear that Angelina has to come first now. And number two, my partner is 34 years old. And as she said rather abruptly the other day, she said, "At least I'll be around after you're dead." Well, that's not...
that's a bit extreme.
Maybe so, but it's the reality of life. It's a probability game. Now, yeah. On a sadder note, my brother died at 37, and he'd already had a child. So you can't be sure you're going to be around indefinitely, even if you have a child when you're young. My view is that there isn't a right age to have a child in numerical terms, but there is a right outlook to having a child.
Okay.
So instead of being annoyed by a screaming child, now I try to figure out what's wrong. And it's made me much more patient with other children too. So maybe in my 50s was right for me. 20s may have been right for you. I think it's different for everybody.
Let's see what you think at home this morning. 0-30-30-80-55-55. Do you think, is there an age where you become too old to become a parent or become a father, if you want to be particular? You know, Richard Gere, for example, 69, almost 70. Chris Evans, 52. And Lembit, you heard him, 52 as well. How have you found the whole fatherhood thing, Lembit? Are you good with the nappies?
I don't get the chance to do nappies very well. Sabina's very possessive of all this.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds like a likely story. I'm sorry.
Listen, I'll get a phone to confirm that. But I don't have a problem with it. What's remarkable to me is I was one of those irritating yuppies on aircraft, loathing the fact that the child behind me was kicking my seat.
Yes.
Total difference of attitude now. And I say with some humility, once you have a child, as you said yourself, it changes you. What do I find? I find I've seen the whole world in a completely different way now. I'm seeing it through the child wonder of Angelina there. Her little yelps in the background is obviously trying to get in on the BBC act here. Just makes me happy.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Lembit Opik and Fionnuala Meredith, thank you very much. There you go, Lembit, a dad at 52. What did he say? His partner was 35. That's it for us today. Shanna's up next. I'll be back with my own programme Monday night from 10 o'clock. Until then, have a fantastic weekend. Bye-bye.